Greetings, everyone. This is James Gillen. I'm your host with BBS Radio, Isetti Stargate, and we're all over the net. So just type in Isetti Stargate or As You Wish Talk Radio, and it'll pop up BBS. You can find us, but be sure and share these broadcasts with your friends, because there's a lot of information coming out that we need to know. So first in the news, I want to talk about this Epstein case being dropped like a hot potato. So according to lawmakers, there is no list, no conspirators involved in sex trafficking, child molestation, ritual abuse, etc. And this is not faring well with MAGA, Trump supporters, and or anyone else with an ounce of critical thinking. So it's kind of an insult to our intelligence. But whether Epstein committed suicide, was killed, or is still roaming around due to a stage event, some insiders claim, are questions still unanswered. So allegedly recent photos of Epstein have been posted on the internet post-death, you know, partying at various off-grid bars. And the jury's out on that one. So, you know, one would think Epstein had a dead man switch, which would cast a very dark shadow on a lot of very powerful people who had the means and the connections to either kill or free him. And that's just common sense. So, you know, and then there's the alleged missing time on the surveillance video, which is really a mute point, because we all know whatever evidence the previous corrupt FBI gave the new administration is not reliable. The paper shredder clearing phones and computers, destroying and hiding evidence, was going at warp speed before the new administration took over. So the thing is, we cannot deny, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell's little black book. I mean, she was actually jailed for some of the heinous activity that went on there. And there's 97 pages of all the names of over 2,000 people, world leaders, business moguls, from Bill Gates to Bill Clinton, allegedly participating in despicable acts, according to victims' testimony. You know, some no longer with us, unfortunately. So again, allegedly with underage children. So some say if the list was released, the vast majority of our leaders, politicians, major CEOs, you know, would be arrested, and it'd shut down our government and economy. We'd go into free fall. So the Capitol building would be a ghost town if this was the case. You know, if they really, really released the Epstein and Diddy files, you'd see, you know, a lot of our leadership, especially politicians and the movie and music industry, would be gone, basically. So this begs the question, if things are as decadent as alleged, you know, maybe that wouldn't be such a bad idea. Just let it all collapse. It's going to collapse anyway, because it can't sustain itself under the incoming energies. But there are only two reasons why Trump and company are covering this up. One, he went over the other side, and who we're seeing is no longer Trump. Or two, he has a valid reason, a chess move we'll understand later. You know, maybe get the positive laws and changes in place before the hammer drops. You know, the Operation Warp Speed on the jabs with no apology is still something that's not been clearly explained. And so anyway, especially concerning the adverse effects and deaths. So, you know, that really needs to be eventually addressed. But, you know, this is all going to be revealed. Everything is going to be revealed in the days to come. So, you know, I've been in this game long enough to know nothing is as it seems. So there'll be so many turns and twists, especially with the time folds and the divine intervention. The only thing that brings me solace is knowing God wins. And basically, in the end, you know, it's what's happening, what's coming in right now with the solar energies, the CMEs, coronal mass ejections, and X-class flares, you know, tied into the central sun and the multidimensional world we live in. The higher dimensional beings are involved, right to the very source itself. When you understand this, you realize that this is all, you know, dark hearts are on a downward spiral. I'll talk more of that towards the end, but it's not up to one man to turn this planet around. It's up to the people to demand universal law and hold leadership accountable. We have this program where it's built into us. It's like, a savior. A savior is going to come and fix everything. And that's way too much weight to put on any one man's shoulder. So, I don't care if it's a master or what, where's the personal responsibility? We need to step up to the plate and save ourselves, basically. Also in the news, Comey, Brennan, Mueller, several other high-level officials in the CIA and FBI are in the hot seat for their takedown Trump campaigns. The fake P tapes and Russian collusion investigations all turn out to be a major conspiracy against a presidential candidate and a duly elected president. The big T word keeps popping up. Seems all roads are either leading to Obama, Hillary, and whoever their overlords are, basically. Alligator Alcatraz security was tested by an inmate who used a bed spring to pick the lock and escaped into the swamps. A major search ensued, only to eventually find his body stuffed between two logs by alligators for a later snack. So you can't outsmart nature, so it's best to stay put on that one. To use the legal system, your chances are a lot better. In the old days, criminals were dropped off on desolate planets, and Australia was once a penal colony here on Earth. And this is not the first time deadly creatures were used as a deterrent to escape. They've got their crocodiles and they've got their browns and every kind of poisonous creature imaginable over there. The UN just released the names of 60 major corporations cashing in on the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine. BlackRock and Vanguard at the top of the list, with Microsoft and Google participating in what they're referring to as blood money. And might want to read the book War is a Racket and also investigate the kickbacks to politicians. And here's a little hint. If you want to end the war on disease on the planet, take the profit out of both of them. It's really that simple. The Houthis just sank two ships, sparking more hostility, which most likely will end up, a very bad move. Basically, Trump has declared war on the Houthis, according to the news anchors, yet that's to be verified. You might need the okay from Congress, but they'll probably call it a police action or something like that. History has proven this will not fare well for the Houthis. So, anyway, I pray everyone moves with caution on this. We don't want to fulfill those biblical prophecies and start World War III, basically. So, anyway, the evidence is leaning towards the deadly Texas floods is being geoengineered, gee, go figure. A major cloud seeding operation was underway with blue rain coming down across Texas between the chemtrails, weather modification technology, dew weapons, and lack of warning, the FEMA failures. One could come to the conclusion that this might just be one of the many depopulation programs going on, clearing the way for smart cities. So say a prayer for the 120 people that died and the 170 missing. Heart goes out to them. But we need to really wake up, to prevent any future experiences like this. They even have technology to try to set off volcanoes. So we've had that technology to do that since Tesla, basically. So floods are happening in New Mexico, Washington, D.C., with tornado warnings, New Zealand, Bangladesh, Croatia, and it almost looks like something biblical is brewing. Some crazy stuff going on. I just think that, you keep messing with nature, and nature's gonna lash back at you. And we don't seem to have the wherewithal to be doing what we're doing. It's just experimentation, and we're the experiment, basically. So speaking of volcanoes, Mount Rainier has just had 200 quakes. Geologists are freaking, saying the lahars can reach the ocean, which means bye-bye Seattle and everything else in its way. And it'll probably be a while before an eruption. As we said, expect Mount St. Helens to erupt first, taking most of the pressure off. The active volcano off the coast of Oregon is really the one to watch right now, as well as the major fault lines. So be aware of that. Thursday, another time fold occurred, hopefully to move past some very nasty events and timelines created by the dark arts. And being out in public, It is rough. I was picking up supplies for the ranch and I was forced off the road by a black tow truck. Saw several people running red lights. One person tried to change lanes or turn around on the bridge. Just not thinking, it's crazy making. So there's a full moon and the time fold happening all on Thursday. So it's a really bad combination if you want to keep your sanity. So people just aren't in their right minds right now, especially during the time folds. So it's best to stay home, rest, assimilate the new energies, take your shoes off, get grounded, preferably out in nature. I mean, that's the best way to deal with these things. And it seems now every 3 to 5 days there's a time shift, and the negative timelines are collapsing. So that's why I'm saying, just when it looks like everything's just going to hell, all of a sudden this time fold happens, and we jump past that, and then we go into a whole new timeline. So a lot of that's happening. It sounds crazy, but it is what it is anyway. So here's a head scratcher. Mountain lions are leaving Yellowstone, and they're just like taking the roads, walking out and leaving Yellowstone. And there's a mass migration of domesticated and alley cats leaving Georgia and Jacksonville, trekking miles to a location in Miami. Scientists believe it's caused by some geomagnetic event. So most of them are saying nothing to see here, folks. You won't even see that in the mainstream news. But anyway, we just did an interview with Nino's Corner concerning the failed 70 plus years of disclosure. He's a very brilliant, heart-centered man. He's a good one to listen to. So hopefully we'll be on again and tell the rest of the story. We just touched the tip of the iceberg, basically. There's a lot of misinformation out there, some intentional, especially concerning our ancient history, the true nature of God, and confusion concerning the little g gods. I know Billy Carson is putting out a lot of information that's rocking the status quo, and I would advise listening to his research. Make up your own mind. AI has deciphered the antediluvian cuneiform tablets, given the real history of Earth, kings that reigned over 30,000 years. The bearded little g gods of old, of which many of our religions were based. So it's time for the real history of Earth and its connection to the stars to be released. I've covered that in my books, the UFOs, the origin of religion and man, so it covers all that. Anyway, we've had beings, the Ahians were here 600 million years ago. People don't even know about them. And so there's been very, very advanced beings coming back and forth and on the earth, setting up colonies and for 600 million years. And now they're just now getting to that. I know they're at 300 million with the caves in Brazil. There's glass line caves in Brazil that are 300 million years old. So our history goes way, way back. And anyway. There's also another Oumuamua is racing towards the Earth, 10 to 20 kilometers wide, most likely another distraction from the fleets of ships appearing globally. And did you know NASA has tracked massive ships, fleets? They're parking behind the moon, yet all they talk about is vague, ambiguous rocks. They know there are motherships and fleets coming in right now. And they're, as NASA, never a straight answer, is not going to be telling us anything about that. Again, that whole disclosure is a controlled narrative. The 4th of July event with Peter Slattery and myself produced hundreds of ships, multiple power-ups, low-flying motherships, appearing exactly when and where we said they would. It's a remake of Ancient Aliens, only this time it was not just entertainment. So who's who in the universe, their cultures and intentions were addressed, not censored, to keep the suspense going with, the unanswered questions. There were no weird dudes with wild hair or planned opposition posing as experts, just the facts. So the truth that they really don't want to get out. And I always say, at what point In time, does the UFO community acknowledge the 40 years of well-documented contact at SETI? And we'll be posting those videos and photos of the July 4th, 2025 event on X, Rumble, Telegram, BBS Radio, and YouTube. So the controlled narrative in the entertainment posing as disclosure, the shills, posers, and controlled opposition are falling apart right now. And when you just you post these videos with, multiple witnesses, very high caliber witnesses, eventually that truth alone is going to expose the whole thing. And that's where it's gone. So the good news is you don't have to go anywhere or depend on anyone for contact. Just meditate, send a loving thought with the intent of having contact and look up, preferably at night, on a new moon with clear skies. That's the best way to do it. And last, we'd like to give a heads up on what we are seeing in the future, understanding the dynamics of the driving forces behind the planetary liberation and Earth's ascension. We'll shed, light onto what's unfolding. For those who have heard this before, be patient. We have a lot of new viewers. The what's happening is. Okay, so I'm going to go from the top down. So basically, we have the absolute, the source, the cosmic birther of all that is. It's multidimensional. It has to do with the multiverses, and it's beyond our imagination. We can't even define it. So anyway, that's coming, that is pressing in on the earth. And now there's the servants of they call it the true God, and they're the servants of that true God. So you've got the ascended masters, and you've got the archangels, which are Andromedans, they're mythologically known as archangels. And you've got the Arcturians, the Orion Council of Light, the Pleiadians, and all these benevolent beings that are working towards this ascension process. And the earth itself is raising her frequency, expanding. And so basically what we're seeing is higher consciousness and energy coming in and the garbage going out, like everything's being revealed. And when you understand this, you don't get caught up in all the crazy dramas and the two steps forward and one step back and everything that people's flipping out over, because nothing can stop what's coming. It's beyond imagination. So the earth is ascending, all this energy is coming in, and the people and the lower 4D and all that stuff are caught in the middle. And so there's going to be a lot of chaos as this is being cleaned up. So, the serpent beings, the royal reptilians, the Dracos, the negative grays, demonic energies, all that stuff is being taken out. It's being cleaned up. And we're in the middle of that. So it's a spiritual war. It's not a war of flesh and bones. And we have to realize that this is what's going on. Now, if we get grounded and stay centered in our own personal connection with Creator, we'll get through this and focus on love and joy and bliss and raise our frequencies. We're going to match the ascension of Earth and the raising of the frequencies of Earth, and we'll be okay. If we don't, we're on the downward spiral. And so there's a bifurcation of worlds, and you might say two timelines. All the prophets have talked about this, and Native Americans talk about it. Those who want to live a spiritual life in harmony with each other and service, to the Creator within all creation, they're going to be on the upward spiral, and they're going to get through these times. Those who are self-serving, that want to continue with the competition and the backstabbing and all the other nonsense going on, the one-upmanship and that nonsense, they're on the downward spiral. Those who are capitalizing at the expense of humanity and the earth are on the downward spiral. So those two worlds are moving apart, and one is collapsing on its way down, the other one's ascending. And so that's basically in a nutshell what's happening. And it's very easy. It's very easy to understand when you view it that way. And so when you see the big picture, you don't get caught up with all the drama happening on, in the little picture. But we all have to do our part. We can't just sit back and expect everybody else to do it for us. So we have to rise and do our part, stand in our own divinity, through these times. But basically, the energy is hot. It's coming in. And a little heads up, these time folds, especially the last one with the full moon, people are walking around like zombies, and they're not functioning at all. You can see they shouldn't even be driving, basically. But you can see with all the especially a lot of the people that took the, we won't mention it, are not doing too well with these shifts and these energies. But I'm just saying, over and over, when I go back into town and deal with that other world, I'm not going to call it the real world, it's the unreal world. It's like I'm seeing more and more of it, where I feel like I'm totally an alien. I just don't even fit in, and I don't know where to start. And so the more time you spend out in nature, and the more time you just work with nature and get out in your gardens and start planting, fruit trees and get your gardens in order, and get access to fresh water, clean water, and the more you do, your spiritual practices, as well as get all this crap out of your system that we've been exposed to, it's going to be easier for us to get through these days and the days to come. I don't know. I kind of see, as this energy comes in, it's pressing in, it's revealing everything. Everything's coming up. All of our old wounds and traumas from past experience are coming up. Even past life stuff is coming up. A lot of this is all getting worked out. So there's a lot of chaos and a lot of emotional roller coasters right now. And it's happening on it's going through the political arena, it's going through the music and the movie industry, it's just going through and exposing everything. And so we're in the middle of that, the great reveal, you might call it, the great awakening. Everybody has different names for it. But not to be a Bible thumper, but Jesus did say no rock would be left unturned and all the iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. And what he's saying is everything is going to be amplified, and everything is going to be revealed. Everything is going to be amplified, and that's what happens when you're in the presence of a master. What happens is all your wounds and traumas and what you love and don't love about yourself and others, everything gets amplified. And so if you're on a high road, you're going to love that guy. You're going to go, whoa, I love this guy. He's in integrity. He's really speaking truth. He's really in service mode. And if you're on that same page, you're going to feel that, and you're going to want to hang out. On the other side, if you've got a lot of wounds and traumas and fear and don't trust anybody, all that stuff, if you're running those programs, all of that's going to be amplified and mirrored. And so those people will just fall away. And so you're going to see a lot of people moving out of your life and a lot of changes happening. And the people that aren't going with the program, that aren't part of the ascension, that don't want to take personal responsibility, they're going to move out of your life. And that's just the way it is. And it's happening, nobody's immune to it. It's happening in families and friends, families, businesses, everything. It's happening everywhere. So choices are being made, and there's reactions to those choices, and all choices outside of universal law are going to create karma or consequences or a reaction, whatever name you want to give it. It's really that simple. And what is universal law? It's pretty simple. It's called universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. That's basically what it is. And we know it's written in the heart of hearts of everyone. And we know when we're stepping outside of universal law, when we're taking advantage of others, when we're manipulating and controlling. And a lot of us have shifted into like spiritual ego and being narcissistic, and we can't even see how we're affecting others. We don't want to, because we're totally self-centered, and And we got to get away from that. And those are toxic relationships that we need to say, okay, you have fun. Have fun with that. I totally love and accept and approve of myself, and I don't need I don't need all this other nonsense. So have a nice day, basically. But that is happening. One of the biggest manipulating tactics is to hold people hostage with your without by not accepting them or loving them or whatever. You withhold that. And then most people are trying to get that externally. They're trying to get attention, love, acceptance, approval outside of themselves. And the master manipulators know that. And so they withhold it. But anybody that's really centered, anybody that totally loves and accepts and approves of themselves, has their own personal God connection, can't be manipulated. And that's where we all need to get to. A lot of masters say that. They said, once you become enlightened, you can't be controlled or manipulated. And that's why it's such a threat to the controllers. And that's why they're doing everything they can to censor this information from getting out. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it's like, in a way, this information is just a tool to help people get through what's inevitable, what's coming. And so it's like it's not up to me. It's up to a much bigger force. But anyway, that's about all I have for you today. On that note, I'm gonna head out. I've got so much work planned. Actually, I drove to work in a tractor today. And so and the it's kind of funny. But the there's just so much going on right now. We're working 24/7 to get this information out. And yeah, if anybody wants to send some frog skins this way, some funds to help us keep this show on and help us keep the centers open, and it'd be great because we're getting pretty taxed right now. But anyway, on that note, have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. That's how you get through these times. Have a great evening. Good night.
Yeah.
Nice. It looks like it's going back and forth a little bit.
There's something. There's something in the air that's not letting me film.
It's zigzagging.
Yeah.
It looks like it's zigzagging. Now it's going a little straight.
There's one going. There's two.
It's totally giving out.
Nice. Yeah, that was awesome. That's banging.
You can do it. Come on, you can do it.
Man, that's was so bright, so quick.
That's so fast. That's like 10 times faster.
Man, look at that.
Huh?
That's like 3 times quicker than a plane.
I know. So, Joe, what have you seen here since? And you've been here for a while, and you're here last year too. But what was the most incredible thing you've seen as far as the UFOs?
Well, pretty much the same thing they saw, but it was the last time I was here, we saw one of the long straight, just like a stick, just dotted lines that were pretty close together, and then we had a scout ship behind it, and it was coming down at an angle behind the tree line, and it just completely disappeared.
So Colton, I know you've been here for, 2 years?
Yeah.
And you've seen everything from fairies to gnomes to Bigfoot to ships.
Yeah, I've seen all of the above.
Yeah.
But sticking to the UFOs, I've been able to actually see not only a ton, but I actually have ended up pointing them out to people out on the field because... I've actually gotten good enough with my eyes to be able to discern which one's which.
Yeah.
Because planes look completely different. They have a specific strobe light, and that's regulated. And these things they can waver and veer on and off course. They don't have to worry about the regulated lights because they don't strobe the way they
are
in a fixed rate.
And you've lived and worked on Air Force bases and all kinds of stuff, so you've seen everything. You know what we got, and these aren't it. These are something else.
I've seen the jet planes and all this stuff like that before, and that's on military bases, but then sometimes you get the occasional UFO around the military base.
Yeah, going on.
Pretty bad tonight. But that's because they're not looking.
Yeah, the head of Space Force just came out and said, undeniably, we are being visited, and UFOs are real, and everything. And then MSNBC just came out and blew the lid off of everything. So it's out there. I mean, it's disclosures happening. They can't put the lid back on. You know, it's over with. So, Paul, you've seen some crazy stuff. What have you?
Yeah, this is my second time here at the ranch. And 2 years ago, up on the mountain, there were three lights, and one was red, one was orangey, and one was white, and they would move back and forth, swapping positions. And there's a point where there are two big pine trees, and if it went past those pine trees, then all of a sudden there's some helicopters show up.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, David, you had some experiences since you've been here. You got to see all the...
Yeah, it's my 20th year of visiting.
Yeah.
And, you know, after a couple of years, they follow you back home, so, you know. But last night and the night before, I was really surprised because I usually don't see this at home or even on the ranch usually. Groups of three and five floating along with each other out the backside of the ranch from west to east. And this is Friday night.
Yeah, and there's how many would you say you think through the night, how many think you think were back there?
Over the house. Friday night, I gave up counting after a couple of dozen. So it was the same thing last night. It was several dozen.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least.
But then it went on all
night, though, right?
Oh, yeah. You can see him. Yeah, you can see him. Yeah.
And so maybe we'll get both you guys together to talk about your, you guys had the big crescendo sighting last night.
Yeah.
Last night, there was a huge ship. It just appeared, like interdimensional. Like the other mother ships I've seen, they come in from the west.
Yeah.
But this one just appeared, and it went slow right into the ground.
Yeah.
The angle was like, is your pilot drunk? Where? How are you parking?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Because it was straight in an angle, and it went to the east of Mount Adams.
Yeah.
Just right by that ridge line, like basically like the Yakima Indian Reservation area.
And how big do you estimate it would have been? I mean, half mile, quarter mile?
Like if I kind of measured it against the mountain, it was almost as big as the mountain, like straight up and down.
Oh.
Like 10,000 feet, so.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, it was massive.
Go ahead. You had a mother. You had a scout ship first.
So we were watching. Brett and I almost went to bed. It was. We had been watching a scout ship just circle around Mount Adams, maybe in a 4 or 5 minute interval, just doing circles, and it had been going on for a few hours. And we had watched a drone swarm behind.
Two about to pass it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thank you. Yep. Yep, she's gonna do it again. Come on.
Thank you. Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.